Welcome into another episode of the Nothing Catchy Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dewey, a.k.a. Read 'em and Weep. You can find me on Twitter, Michael Dewey 99. On Twitter, feel free to interact with me. Send me tweets, funny memes, whatever you want to do. I like it. I love it. I talk a lot of football on there. A lot of Chiefs football specifically. I hope everybody's having a good week. It's been a good week for me. Been really productive at work and just been overall a pretty good week. I can't complain. This week, for those who are not in our league and don't know what this week is, this was the first weekend of the playoffs. I hope you enjoyed my intro last week. That was a lot of fun to throw together. It was intense. Jake said there's no reason for you to go that hard on that, but it was fun. It was fun. It's the first week of our playoffs, and Jake pointed out last week I misspoke. I was under the impression that our playoffs were each week. So once you played this week, you would go on to the next week. But we actually do it slightly different in this league, where it's two-week matchups. So we'll play the same person twice each week. You keep the same points from the first week and roll it over. So really, truly, the next week, people, you have a big steep hill to get out of if you're losing, which, my goodness, this week has some crazy, interesting situations, for sure. There were a lot of people who did not do so well. I shouldn't say the people who put their players up didn't do well, because that's not it. There's a lot of injuries, and there were a lot of weird games this weekend. So that's where a lot of the scores are low. So what we'll do today is we're going to go over where people are at right now, so everybody can get an update on the games. Again, those people who are not in our league and following along and want to know how things are going. We'll go over that information. We'll go over some waiver wires and some injuries, because there was a lot this week. And then kind of talk about some waiver wire stuff and where people want to go with that. Other than that, it's going to be a pretty short episode again. Since I'm doing this solo, I'll probably get my thoughts out pretty quickly. So we'll kind of go from there. So let's go ahead and hit up the news and see what's going on.
Don't watch the news. If I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently grandfather kisses me, I'm gonna ask me to watch the Powerball.
All right, the news. There's a lot of injuries. Some are relevant for us because, I mean, some players are big name individuals, and other ones are probably not quite so big. But let's go ahead and start with the QB area. There's some major injuries there, starting with the top and most important one, who's probably most relevant and actually been played the most. Kyler Murray. He's out for the season, out for the football season for sure. I think he's out for even if they made the playoffs and all that fun stuff. But I don't think Cardinals are really going to make the playoffs, but that's beside the point. But Kyler Murray's out. He suffered a ACL injury. I think it was a clean ACL break. So he broke his ACL. It was a non-contact injury. It was such a bummer. It was within like the first 2 minutes of the game. So Kyler Murray's out. That really does affect potentially D Hopkins, Marquez, Hollywood Brown. I want to call him. I know him by Hollywood Brown, a little easier to remember, but Hollywood Brown. And, you know, it does affect Connor a little bit. I do think Connor will get more carries, but I also think people will understand they'll have to, like, just stack the box. The questions that kind of come out from that is Colt McCoy is the backup for Kyler Murray. And I don't know if he it's not like you can swap out Kyler Murray for Colt McCoy in fantasy. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I watched the game. Part of the game when I saw that he went out and to see how Colt was playing, and Colt was not playing so well. Now they've had a week off and they could potentially, go at it in a little differently and like strategize specifically for him. Then maybe that might be something different and might be worth keeping an eye on. But the hard thing for me is just being willing to take the risk at this point in your playoffs to be able to just throw Colt McCoy in there. They're playing Denver this next week, and it's at Denver. And we all know how Kansas City has a great offense, and Denver did a good job against Kansas City. So if it's me, I'm not playing most of my Arizona. I think Arizona is going to have a really hard time in this game. But on the flip side of that exact same game, Denver, you got their quarterback out. So Russell Wilson has a concussion. It's week to week. Let me pull up here while I'm talking to see if there's any update on Russell Wilson to see if maybe he is progressing well. But the truth is he had a hard hit. And like I said, with anybody who gets a concussion, I am a firm believer that, you know, safety is more important than playing every single week, especially when you're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. So I really don't think Russell Wilson will or should play next week, which means it's going to be a game of backups. Both teams are going to be playing their backups. It's going to be a game of defenses. Yeah, we'll see. I will say, though, Denver's backup did much better watching him come in. He did throw a pick, for sure, but he did pretty good. Brett Rypien. Yeah, he did pretty good. And so I think the wide receivers potentially could get a bump in Denver. Yes, I said it. I think the wide receivers could get a bump in Denver because of Brett Rypien in there versus Russell Wilson. I know Russell did great with Kansas City, and everybody's like, oh, he's flipping the switch, he's totally coming into it, and blah, blah, blah. I still don't buy it. But yeah, Brett Rypien could be a decent pickup, and that also means the wide receivers might be a decent pickup. And in our league, we actually have both Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy available on waivers. Cortland Sutton is still injured, though, I believe, and so he may not be worth picking up. But Jerry Jeudy, he very well might be a good pickup to go for. Other injuries for the quarterback position, Brock Purdy, he got an oblique injury. He's likely to play from what I've been seeing for week 15. But I mean, I've never hurt my oblique specifically, so I don't know how much it will affect your throwing or anything like that. But yeah, he's supposedly coming in saying that he's going to be fine. He could potentially be a good play. If you're needing a floor, of like a, you know, 15 to 17 points, I think he could get you that each week. I don't think it's something outside of the realm of possibility. But yeah, he's injured as well. Other injuries for QB, Kenny Pickett and Tyler Huntley. I don't believe, you know, Kenny Pickett, that one's rough because that is their starter. Tyler Huntley's the backup for the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson is still out with that PCL injury. And so it could be their third stringer in line to play. There's a good chance he's out this week, because like I said, Kenny Pickett's a concussion, Tyler Huntley and Russell Wilson are all concussions, and concussions need to have time to heal. And that hit on Huntley, if you saw it, was pretty brutal. It was not an easy, it was bend backwards type of a hit. So I don't know, the Ravens, whoever the Ravens are playing this week might be a good defense to pick up on the flip side. Looking here real quick, Huntley? Yeah. They're playing Cleveland. Cleveland defense could be a sneaky play right now. Worth keeping an eye out if you're looking for that defense. But anyways, moving on. The last QB to talk about, Mike White. He is expected to play week 15. He has a rib injury. Man, Mike White has been good, and I am so bummed that he was getting hurt. I hope his injury is not that bad. For what I'm seeing, it is, you know, potentially considered day-to-day. He says that they did x-rays and CT scan, all were negative. I don't know what that means, though, because, I mean, you look at the Chargers QB and how he had fractured ribs, and yet he was still playing. So they may put a flak jacket on Mike White and be able to keep going. They need him. They really do. I think Mike White is much better than their other QB personally. And so potentially they may go with Joe Flacco. But I don't know. Joe Flacco's not that great, in my opinion. I think he's great at teaching from the bench, and that's probably the extent of it. So that kind of wraps up the QBs who got injured this week. Like I said, quite a few. That is more than we've had in a weekend by far. Running backs. Ramondre Stevenson with the Patriots. He is out. Left high ankle, likely out for week 15 and probably maybe another week. I don't know. That is great for Damian Harris. That means it's his backfield completely. Let's see if Harris is available, though. I don't believe he is. I think somebody has him already. Damian Harris, yeah, that's going to be Fitz. Fitz got a great running back then. I know he has been sidelined. Damian Harris has been sidelined kind of with his own injuries, like a thigh. But I think he'll be back, and I think he'll be carrying the load. So good news for you guys on that one, but not so good for Ramondre Stevenson. He's been doing pretty good. Another running back that got hurt, Damian Pierce, left ankle sprain. He goes up against the Chiefs, I believe. That means people like Rex Burkhead or Eno Benjamin are going to be available to go after potentially. I don't know. They're going up against the Chiefs. Chiefs have a decent run defense. They're going to have to be passing to keep up with the game. Rex Burkhead is a great receiving, like hands receiving kind of running back. If you are in desperate need of a running back, you could do better than couldn't do better than Rex. Like he might be worth it. He did have a concussion 2 weeks ago though, so you know that could easily come back to haunt you if he comes back too quickly, and with a position where you get hit and in the head pretty hard. Maybe not. I'm kind of talking myself out of it. Another running back that is injured, Jeff Wilson, with the Dolphins. So he has a hip injury. He's day-to-day considered, but that just means a great big boost for Raheem Mostert, really. And then maybe Miles Gaskin. I think he's the backup there. He might get a little bit of a bump, but I don't think it's worth anybody grabbing him. I think it's just more of a boost, really, for Raheem Mostert out there. Next, we have another injury for running back Mike Boone. That just, I think, gives Latavius Murray and Marlon Mack with the Denver Broncos just a little bit more carries. I don't really think it's really going to help, you know, Marlon Mack a whole lot. I think it will help Latavius Murray more. And again, we're coming into the fact that they're probably going to have a backup in there, and it's probably going to be a slow slogger of a game. I think Latavius Murray is going to have a good game this week. That's kind of my call. I think he's going to definitely do well, mainly because of how the setup of the game is going to be going. Next injury, Dontrell Hilliard got hurt. I don't want to like gloss over and be like, it's no big deal. But really all it impacts is Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry already takes most of the load, so Derrick Henry is just going to be even more of a beast. So it is what it is. Moving on, let's go to wide receivers. Another major injury this week in the wide receiver position. Luckily, it was not a major injury in regards to his season.
Excuse me.
However, in terms of fantasy football season, he's pretty much done for the year now. Deebo Samuel. He had a left MCL sprain and a left ankle injury. They're estimating 2 to 4 weeks. But I mean, last week he didn't do much because of his injury. If he's out 2 more weeks, that puts you into the second half of the second head-to-heads, in which then you have maybe 1 more week. So if he comes back after 2 weeks, you get him in the final week of the playoffs. That, not so much for me. Not so much. So bummer for Deebo Samuel. I do think that really puts a big bump on like Brandon Ayuk, and I do believe Brandon Ayuk has been snagged already. But we're gonna check real quick. Brandon, there we go. San Francisco. He's currently on L Little J. Who's that manager? Little J. I'm not sure who that is. I think actually. Oh yeah, no, that's is that little gritty? Is that you? Do you have Brandon Ayuk? Let me go to your page real quick. No, that is not you. Who would be little J? I don't know. Well, one of our guys has him already. So, yeah, no, you can't get Brandon Ayuk, which is kind of a bummer if anybody's looking for him and stuff like that. Because, yeah, Deebo Samuel, your team was Phoenix Vladdy Daddy. You, sir, are not screwed, but just in a rough spot. Sorry. Coming back to injuries here. Corey Davis is week to week with a concussion. DJ Moore, right ankle, MCL. These are all people who are on our waiver wire already, so I'm not really going to talk too much about them. Tyreek Hill, he has a left ankle injury. He did amazing this last week. Had a deep catch for a touchdown and then also a really interesting fumble pickup run for a touchdown. But if his ankle injury is pretty severe, there's nothing I'm seeing in here that says where he, like if it's a huge issue or not. So keep an eye on Twitter. Keep paying attention to all the beat writers in Miami to see if he's going to be limited or out. Obviously, that affects Tua Tagovailoa. The defense of the Chargers really shut down Tua. Like, they figured out how to handle that team. And if Tyreek is missing any time, it's going to affect both Tua and Jaylen Waddle 100%. They're not going to, and even their running back. Like, I wonder if they're going to even just fall apart. It would be a real big test to see. And it's a bummer, really, because they're going up against Buffalo. And as a Chiefs fan, I was really hoping I would see Miami just crush the Chargers this week and then crush the Buffalo Bills next week. And then Miami would be the next Chiefs' best friends, because by crushing the Chargers, it locked in the AFC West for the Chiefs, and then crushing the Bills next week would have just locked in the number one. But because they didn't do so well, I'm thinking Miami's just a Miami and might not make the playoffs. So, Tyreek Hill, he's got to keep an eye on it. He didn't play much in the second half or very well. Other injuries for the Bengals, you have T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. Funny story about T. Higgins. I don't know if you saw, he was supposedly out this last week, but he snuck on the very first play. He snuck on, he was suited up and he went out, and he actually was out on the field on the first play and he wasn't supposed to be. That is kind of funny. You have to check it out on Twitter to look it up. But it was really funny. He really wanted to play, but they said no. He has a hamstring. So potentially that means that he thinks he's good to go and ready to rock and roll. But I don't know. Tyler Boyd had a dislocated finger. That's important when you need to catch a football. Tyler Boyd's questionable for week 15, and T. Higgins is questionable for week 15. If T. Higgins is out, obviously I would say a big bump to Tyler Boyd. But if both of them are out, That's going to be rough. I'm not even sure who the people down that line is. I think it's going to be a really big boost to Ja'Marr Chase and potentially Joe Mixon. I would say those are people who probably get the most carries or most touches if those two people are out. I mean, there might be some people in their third string, and like I said, I don't remember who they are. So, last wide receiver to talk about, this one only just because I tweeted about it. So again, if anybody's not following me on Twitter, highly recommend following me. Sometimes I post awesome things, sometimes I don't. But what I was really proud of was watching this situation with Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker got hit. Oh, by the way, Devontae Parker, if you don't know, is on the New England Patriots. He got hit. Very obvious when he was standing up, was wobbly, not completely there from the hit due to a concussion. The NFL didn't catch it. They didn't see that, and they did not pull him out of the game. And he was about ready to go play the next snap. And Nelson Aguilar, I got so much more respect for him after this. He was literally, everybody was lined up, and he was looking at Devontae Parker across the way, seeing him not really be all there. And so he took a knee while in position on the side and then started waving his hands and trying to make any sort of motion. And nobody was paying attention, no patient. And so then he like started to freak out, like stand up and stomp his feet and like just go crazy, until finally the refs noticed and they called a ref timeout, and they were able to get Devontae Parker off the field. That right there is just one of those things where it's so important to watch out for your teammates out there. And Nelson Aguilar, mad props for doing that. Not that he listens to this podcast or anything, but just saying, like, I was just so impressed with him based upon that, seeing that his fellow teammate was definitely injured, should not be out there, did not have the mental capacity to get himself out of there, and the coaches didn't even notice it or willing to get him out. Like, just good. Good guy. He deserves to be the man of the year. Tight ends, I didn't really see anything of note of any injuries for the tight end this weekend. So if I miss anything, I'm sorry on that one. But let's go ahead and check out the waiver wire.
First bar, Factory Rejects. Those hoes are hard to frazzle, Max. But we did our worst, and that's all that matters.
So some interesting additions if you're looking for some players. Obviously, we're in the spot where most teams are pretty well set, and they don't have to find injuries or replace certain people. QB was the biggest one. There are our wide our QB line is just totally picked apart. People have multiples out there. You know, the people who are available right now is Tom Brady. And what's crazy is, like, Tom Brady's not terrible, but not great. He's not a weak leaner. He's never gotten 20 points in a season or in this season yet. But he's never really gotten below 15 points. He did three times this season. He went below 15 points. Other than that, he's been above 15. That's pretty good. But if you go against Jalen Hurts or something like that, then you're screwed. But other people that are on the waiver wire, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is one of those people that are, it's like, do I want to do it? Can I pull the trigger? I don't know. He is, crazily, ranked as the number 10 QB in the league. He is the highest ranked QB on the waiver wire right now in terms of for the year. That's pretty good. The next highest one is Kirk Cousins. He's number 11 on the league, in the league out there. So worth keeping an eye on him. He's going up against Washington again. Washington, when he played Washington last, which was 2 weeks ago, he got 17 points. Wasn't that great. So the question here is are they going to be able to handle him? I don't know. What's weird is Washington played, the Giants played Washington, went on bye, and are playing Washington when they get off a bye. So, like, if anything, the Giants have been studying Washington for 3 weeks total. That, to me, says, like, they have to have the advantage then. If they've been studying a team for 3 weeks total, there has to be an advantage to Washington, because Washington had to go play, backwards. Sorry, I'm getting it backwards. Washington played the Giants, then went on bye, and then came back to play the Giants again. So Washington is the team that's been studying the Giants for 3 weeks. The Giants, though, they had to play Philly in between. None of the QBs that are on the waiver wire right now I'm overly excited about. I would be about Mike White. If he wasn't injured, he's going up against Detroit. So that's why I'm like, he very well could be an awesome play. the question is, can you trust him? Can you trust him with his injury to stay in the game? Because another big hit like that could put him out. And, I mean, the Detroit Lions are not the best defense. They're ranked 32nd. But you never know. Like, they could get one bad hit on him, and your day's over. Looking at it, if I had to rank my selections, I would grab Kirk Cousins first. He's going up against Indy. It's an average game. Indy's got an okay defense. But the thing is Kirk Cousins seems to be semi-reliable. I'm going to eat those words probably later. Elijah's probably screaming at the speakers right now being like, he's terrible, don't listen to him. The problem is what's crazy is he's in every other weeker. So since week 8, he had 23 points, and then week 9, 16, and then week 10 was 15. So you're like, okay, that every other week doesn't really pan out here. But then he had a week two, and then 28, then 10, then 25. So he's been going like every other week in the 20s. Problem though is this should be an off week 20s. So it's not looking upward. So hopefully he breaks that trend, but he's probably the one I would trust the most. The only other one that I'd take a flyer on is I would take a flyer on Mike White. If you want to troll your opponent and just to troll him, put in Tyler Heinicke. Because like I said, he's been studying the Giants for 3 weeks now. He got 17 points last week against them. He might be able to pull it off again and might be able to do something crazy. And it's at home this time. So, yeah, I don't know. Those are my three crazies. Tyler Heinicke, Mike White, or Kirk Cousins. Grab one of those guys for QBs. Running backs that are out there, my goodness, is slim pickings. J.K. Dobbins is probably who you want to be going after the most right now. I would say he's probably a top grab if you can. He's going up against Cleveland, who has a terrible run defense. They're ranked 30th. Other than that, you might be able to get Brian Robinson. He's going up against 24th ranked. But again, the Washington lineup is not necessarily the most ideal. When he played the Giants, he got 12 points. So it's like, okay, it's not bad. Michael Carter, he's like put ushed up there. Everybody says to start him. He's terrible. Don't do him. Looking at it, those are kind of the only things. If you really want to, again, troll your opponent, Jerick McKinnon. He's going to be potentially, he could be potentially an interesting grab. Just because he'll play Denver in a few weeks as well. But Jerick McKinnon, man, he's good. He is good. He catches a lot of passes. So that's why I think that he could be a decent one. Houston has a terrible run defense. My hope, though, is that this means that Isaiah Pacheco is going to have a great game. We'll have to kind of go from there on that one. I'm not entirely sure. Other than that, you could maybe grab Gus Edwards if you wanted another Baltimore running back. But I think J.K. Dobbins is going to be a better option for you. In the long run. Wide receivers. You could grab Jerry Jeudy if you wanted to. He had a great game. But if you're chasing points, I don't know. Really, other than that, Curtis Samuel had an okay game. Nobody who's really is on the waiver wires that I can see that is like going to jump out that you can like guarantee success. One that's interesting to me that is unique is Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's not high up on people's radar. He had 11 targets last week. So this is now after what's his butt has come back to be quarterback. So he's getting a lot of targets. He had 114 yards, no score, 15 points last week. The week before, he had 11 points, only 3 targets, but for 44 yards, and he had a touchdown as well still. And before that was 2 points, but then 14, 12, 10. So he's kind of consistent. He might almost be a little bit more consistent than a few other people in my lineup personally. So maybe I might grab him. I don't know. It's going to be kind of a toss. You could maybe grab Jefferson. It seemed like he was starting to get involved and getting focused now that they had what's his butt in there now. Man, I'm dropping all my names now. Baker Mayfield. Once they got Baker Mayfield in there, they kind of have a little bit of a rapport. So worth checking him out. And then the last guy to throw a name out there for you is DJ Chark. DJ Chark is with the Lions. Only reason why I don't know if I want to grab him is he goes against the Jets. Jets are a good defense. But the last 2 weeks, he's had 6 and 7 targets respectively for a total of 12 to 18 points each. So keep an eye out for him. Might be worth it. One more to throw out there. Nico Collins as well. If he comes off of his injury, he's been getting consistently around 7 to 10 points as well. So, again, these are all fantastic people to be having in your lineup if we were like a 10 to 12 team league. But since we're not, not very many people are probably going to be interested in them. So if anybody's listening right now who is not in our league and potentially need some of those depth, those are some guys that I would be looking at to try to pick up if you can. Okay, moving on over to tight end. Like I said, most people have their tight ends and everything's pretty much good to go. So I'm looking at the tight ends and there's really nothing that's jumping out at me that is worth dropping somebody that you already have. People have good matchups. Dawson Knox is a good matchup against Miami at ranked 29th. And then Hayden Hurst has a good matchup against Tampa Bay at 27th. And then Foster Moreau has a good matchup against the ranked 22nd. You could potentially, if you really want to go crazy, Tyler Conklin with the Jets. He's going up against 28th ranked Detroit. Conklin, let's look at what he's been doing recently. Not great. Since week 9, he's never cracked 6 points. And truth is, it was 1.2, 2.5, 6.5, 1.9, 5.3. So, no, won't even try Conklin. So, tight ends, either you have them or you don't really right now. Dawson Knox obviously had the touchdown last week. But other than that, he hasn't really been super successful. He had one other week since week 7 that he broke 10 points. He put up a goose against New England and then put up 2 against Detroit, who, again, Detroit supposedly was one of the top-ranked or low-ranked ones for tight end, but he still couldn't pull it off. So, I don't know. Tight ends aren't doing so hot. Okay, now flipping over to defenses. If you need a defense to pick up, looking at playing the matchups here, thinking Cardinals, Denver, if Denver's out there, Denver would be a fantastic play because of the Cardinals with the injury. Along that same line, Denver is playing Arizona. Arizona could be a good play. I would say not as good, though. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. So, yeah, I guess if you want to guarantee yourself 10 points on defense, that Cardinals or Broncos would be probably one of your top bets. Looking at other injuries type games, I don't know. Nothing that's on the waiver wire right now is jumping out at me as good. Oh, actually, Atlanta is decided to move on from Marcus Mariota. And so they're going to be starting their rookie. I believe he's a rookie. So the Saints could be a good grab there. There might be a decent amount of sacks in that game. I don't know how good he is in terms of backup quarterback or a rookie. So I'm not willing to ever hang my hat on that one, but the Saints might be a decent grab. Then kind of scrolling through the rest of them here. Not really anything that is looking like they're going to be good. Everybody's already grabbed and picked up with everything else. So, I would only really suggest the Saints on our waiver wire right now, or Cardinals or Broncos. Either one of those guys are available on our team. So I would suggest grabbing one of those, and you'll probably be happy, the Cardinals or the Broncos. We're not going to talk about kickers because that's just a complete fluke. So let's go over the current week 1 of the playoffs and see what happened. Starting out with the winner's bracket, Reed's Naughty Boys. He went up against Hertz Donut. Reed's got a long ways to go to get out of this hole. Hertz Donut put up the best score for the week at 135 points. Reed Naughty Boys is at 104 points. I'm removing the 0.68 and 0.58, and that's really unnecessary at this point. The does not look like Reed's Naughty Boys is going to pull it out because Hertz Donut is projected after his already head start of 135 to get 249 points this week. And Reed's Naughty Boys is projected to get only 176. Now, looking at the matchup, though, it looks like Reed's Naughty Boys might have some people that are questionable or out, because it was saying there's only, now that I go into the game, it says there's 9. On the outside, it said he only had 6 players to place, which is really weird. But he has Justin Herbert going up against Tennessee. Could be a good game. Giants, Saquon Barkley against Washington. Nick Chubb against Baltimore. Devontae Adams against New England. That's going to suck because New England always eliminates your best bet. Hurts donut, though. Tyreek Hill on the other side, he's hurt. Ooh, he's got some actual injuries. Tyreek Hill's injured. Damian Pierce is injured for Houston. Those are some interesting injuries. Round two might be actually a little bit more interesting to see the least, to see kind of what happens. But, yeah, that I don't think he's going to catch him by 30 points. But there, if he loses both Tyreek Hill, who got him 22 points last week, that is a pretty substantial amount of points to try to catch up and recoup. Moving on to the next game in the winner's bracket, Phoenix Vladdy Daddy scored only 68 points. Yikes. He was the second to lowest scoring for this last week. Going up against Team Mess, 126, the second highest ranked points. That's a real steep hill to climb out. I don't see that one really changing. Let's look and see kind of like why that happened, though. Phoenix Vladdy Daddy, he had Deebo Samuel, who got hurt. Derek Carr didn't do well. I think that's who he had in his lineup as well. Here, I'll go week 14. Here, I can flip it over. Yeah, Derek Carr got him 2 points. Travis Etienne got him 3 points. Latavius Murray got him 4 points. CeeDee Lamb got 5 points. Christian Kirk, 7. His highest scoring person was Dalton Schultz at 11 and Ja'Marr Chase at 23. Everybody else didn't even crack 7 points. Christian Kirk cracked 7, I guess, theoretically. But nobody else cracked more than that. That is rough. In regards to Team Mess, it looks like his team is pretty well, like, fine. There's no injuries that are coming in as well. So, he's going to roll another good week, I think. So, sorry, Vladdy Daddy, does not looking too good for you this round of the playoffs. So, I would say, based upon this information, the top players, let me go back here. I'm going to go to a matchup. Sorry, I exited out of a window like a doofus. And so I want to make sure I can go back to all the games. That's what I want to see. Go to league, scores. There we go. Looking at it, I predict it's going to be Team Mess and Hurts Donut in the next round for first and second place, and Reed's Naughty Boys and Phoenix Laddy Daddy for a second or third and fourth. That's what I predict is going to happen based upon this week. Be crazy if anything other than that happened. So the next game in the consolation ladder, myself, Reed's Naughty Boys versus Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. Gritty Gritty Bang Bang was the best scoring person in this bracket. And what's a bummer is if I went up against Phoenix Vladdy Daddy or Team Fitz, I would be ahead. I scored more points than both those guys this week. However, I still didn't perform too great. I've got 40 points to catch up on. Not looking like it's going to be possible, but we're going to give it our best shot. Looking at the matchup, though, if I was playing solely based upon strength of schedule, my goodness, I've got a good week this week. So, like, looking at it on my side, Dalvin Cook going against the 25th ranked run defense. Boom. Isaiah Pacheco going against the 32nd ranked run defense. Boom. Michael Pittman going against the 31st ranked passing defense. Boom. Joshua Palmer, 32nd ranked passing defense. Greg Dulcich, the 32nd ranked tight end. Alvin Kamara, the 22nd ranked run defense. My Eagles defense against Chicago, ranked 28th. Like, I have the top of the top, best of the best matchups, and that just means probably nothing will happen. nothing good will happen from it. But we'll see. I'm going to put out my best game. I'm going to be swapping out my QB. I'm actually going to grab Kirk Cousins, so since I have the top waiver wire, I don't mind saying it. I'm going to grab Kirk Cousins and toss him in. Instead of Tua Tagovailoa, I'm dropping Tua. So if you want him, he's all yours. He's out there. I just don't think Tua's going to be able to keep it up the rest of the season. I do think this is where we watch Miami fall apart. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong about a lot of things with Miami so far. But I do think that this is where they fall apart. Going up against Dak Prescott, against Jacksonville. Wait, I thought he went up against Jacksonville last week. Didn't they? No, he went up against Houston. That's right. So Dak Prescott going up against Jacksonville. DeAndre Swift going against the Jets, which is a good defense. So I think that might be a good thing. I don't know. Tony Pollard again. Justin Jefferson, man, that man is a beast. Yeah, he's going up against Indy. That's going to be a. That's why I'm grabbing Kirk Cousins. Oh my gosh, there we go, Kirk Cousins. I do think he's going to have a good game. Stephon Diggs, that's going to be a good game probably. Pat Freiermuth, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know. This could be a low-scoring game for Gritty Gritty. There's a chance. There is a chance. I'm going to say it. There's a chance. I'm hopeful. We'll see. And he also has James Conner benched. That's interesting. I wonder if he's going to keep him benched. Also has Justin Fields benched, too. And Brandon Ayuk. Man, there's some people I would toss up there if I was him. But I've only won two games, so who am I to say who he should put up there or not? With that being said, I do think Gritty Bang Bang is going to pull it out and move on for the winner of the consolation bracket going up against the first and second consolation. Potentially, who he's going to go up against, though, this is the closest matchup. This is the one where it could go any direction, and I'm kind of excited to watch and see how it goes. Losing with my homies or chilling with my homies versus Team Fitzgerald. This is a close game. Losing with my homies only got 80 points, and Team Fitzgerald only got 56 points. So this is really, really close. I think there's an equal opportunity here. I think Jake has a better team, personally, but I think that Team Fitz has some potential better situations. He has Ramondre Stevenson still in his lineup, though. So looking at his bench, who would he toss in there? Miles Sanders, Jonathan Taylor. One of those guys, I think, is probably going to be a better fit right now with him being out. He's got a lot of Cincinnati players. He's just full of Cincinnati. T. Higgins as well is still in the lineup. So he needs to get him lined out. So he has Mike Williams on his bench. Yeah, he needs to flip Mike Williams up there. So I don't know. Maybe Team Fitz is forgetting to set his lineup. I don't know. Because he has some pretty good players. He should have done better last week than he did. But we'll see. We'll see kind of how it plays out. I do think, though, that it's going to be kind of fun to watch these last games. I think that last one is going to be the most, not important, but the closest one, the one that you can actually get some interesting play out of. And we'll see if he can pull it off. I hope to beat Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. I think we went 1-for-1 this season, personally. So that's my record against him. And, man, I would love to beat Elijah. That would just, especially with Vikings players, that would be just perfection. And with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Don't forget to do your waiver wires. Look at your opponents. See what they need. Take it away. Make sure they can't get anything. And with that, we're going to see how this next week goes. See ya.